Oh, stop it.
This is Talkin' Audio.
So the other thing I wanted to get to you before we wrap things up, or get to with you, my best here, was the idea.
Hear that? It's not going well, but you're doing your best. Yeah.
Fuck you.
No, you're clipping along at like that 10% power play. But man, with those 10% power play goals, you're scoring the really important goals.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Actually, I'll take that. I did want to come along and talk to you about what you think, and it's hard to say what the exact percentage will be, but that this is the year that a Canadian team will end the Stanley Cup drought in the NHL. And we've done this a couple times over the last decade or so, whether it was 2015, 16, so it must have been like 2017, where Winnipeg and Calgary and Edmonton and Vancouver and Toronto all got, and maybe Ottawa too.
Yeah, they were in the playoffs in 15. It was like every other year, 13, 15, 17.
17 was the conference final year, yeah. So I can't remember exactly, but there's been a few years where there's been a lot of Canadian teams in. This year, I'm not sure whether you'd say it's a lot. It's 4 out of 7, but Vancouver has been way better than anyone expected. Yep. Edmonton had the awful start, then killed everybody for like 4 straight months. They've cooled a little. They've not been bad, but they've... That pace they had set was unsustainable, so they've come back to earth a little bit. Winnipeg got off to the crazy good start, fell a little, and I kind of went, okay, they're coming back to more where I expected them to be, but then got going again. And I think at this point, they're leading their division once again. Toronto, I've been hot and cold on. I don't think Toronto's a bad team, but I think they're not as good as previous years. So you look at Toronto, Winnipeg, Edmonton, Vancouver, and I'm just curious, do you feel like this could be a year where a Canadian team could get it done? Or does this feel like it's always possible? So does this feel to you like any other year where, yeah, sure, it could happen, but whatever? Or does this feel like a year where, no, there's actually a pretty good chance of it?
I'm so... Every time I want to like disparage you and say you're doing a bad job, and like 89% now, you're doing a terrible job. But the rest, now 11%.
I'll take it.
You're doing a really good job.
Yeah. Could you give me 12 or 10? I don't really like anything 11.
Why?
Oh, you know.
No, I don't.
Alfie.
Oh, I was going to say it's 2 ones put together, but you've never seen the number one
never,
in your life.
Not one time in my life.
Yeah, yeah. So...
an IQ test or two.
So there's years. I'm just. This is such a great discussion. I think that there are three teams to me that have a legitimate chance to win the Stanley Cup. Of the Canadian teams, and so because of that, yeah, I think if you ask people who are the best three players in the game, top three right now in the NHL. Don't care about the points, like the standings. I'm just asking you who the best three players in the NHL are. I think two of them are on Canadian teams. And I think when you have that, the law of averages say that those teams are going to be successful more than not. Doesn't mean they're always going to win. So I would rank it right now. You want to go from the bottom to the top?
No, I want you to hit me with number one first. Okay. Bring the heat.
The Edmonton Oilers. Lack of goaltending. I watched them win a game against a terrible, working hard Montreal team. That Montreal dominated the game on Tuesday. Because the Oilers got a couple of power play goals early.
That's all they needed,
and it,
right?
I know, like, but it was like,
so much
oh, Connor McDavid, like, I was Josh Anderson, gives away the puck just terribly.
He does that,
Connor McDavid makes an incredible move, scores a goal. The Oilers are up 2-0. Okay, they're going to lambaste the Canadiens tonight.
Yep.
The rest of the game was completely dominated by the Montreal Canadiens. So they come back.
You're trying to sell me the Oilers as the number one.
Yeah. So they come back.
Scraping by the Habs.
Yeah. 2-1.
Yeah.
2-2. Mm-hmm. And had every chance to go ahead 3-2. Then they got this really weak penalty. They got a penalty with like 2:50 to go. They kill it off. And then right at the end, they get this. It was just a ridiculous call. Like, I don't even understand the high sticking call when, like, your stick's out there, but then one of the other opponents puts your stick into the opponent's face, and yep. somehow you get called for 4 minutes. Like, and then the Oilers scored at the very end of this 4-minute power play and won a game they didn't deserve to win.
Mm-hmm. Good teams do that.
That's
yep.
where I'm going.
Yep.
So I don't care how bad their goaltending or defense or anything else is. That team since December, which yeah. if you go back, you were really dead
in the water.
You were really good at finding the Joey Votto clip.
Yeah, no, I can't find any.
Any
clips when you said smart things.
Like, is Edmonton dead? I was like, nope. They're going to make the playoffs. I'm telling you right now. Yeah, of course you don't.
I don't think that ever happened.
Yeah, no, it did. And I'm going to stand up tall, my whole 5'8 and a half or whatever the hell I am, and I'm going to stand up and tell you, I told you Edmonton was going to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And
you did.
They're going to be the toughest.
I think my question was, are you concerned yet? And you said no, to your credit. There was reason to be concerned.
Of course. Okay.
Yeah. Whole point, but you said no.
They're
going to
be
right.
the toughest out in the playoffs because that team now has gone through all of the adversity of losing out in the playoffs year after year, then starting the season horribly.
Yeah.
And since December, I don't care if they've cooled off. They've been the best team in the NHL.
Yeah. And cooled off is like 4-4 in their last 8. Like not getting drummed out over there.
Like, and you're like, okay, in overtime, and you're on the power play. Can you please somebody go stand beside McDavid and Draisaitl and make anybody else beat you?
Hey, somebody look at that guy.
Yeah.
That 50-goal guy.
I don't care if fucking Zach Hyman scores his 84th goal of the year or Warren Fogle from Markham, Ontario, I will point out.
Love Warren Fogle.
So do I, Markham, Ontario. I don't care
to make the Blue Jays.
I don't care if he beats
Mr.
you.
Mr. Fogle.
Can you not let McDavid and Draisaitl beat you?
Come on.
The Tuesday night overtime winner? Draisaitl for McDavid.
All right.
Like, come on. Come on. They're just too good. So the Edmonton Oilers are number one on the list.
Okay.
The number two team
mm-hmm.
are the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Okay.
They are seasoned. They are.
They are that.
No. And I'm telling you, when this happens and they make a run, you're going to not want to say I told you so. And every time we get on this show, you're going to have to say, Lee, you were right.
About what? All right.
Because they're going to win.
You were right.
I'm not sure they're going to win the Stanley Cup, but they are going to advance and they're going to be a force in the playoffs.
Okay.
Because of what has happened to them in previous lives, mm-hmm. just like the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah.
And the fact that they were mediocre throughout the regular season and now they've stepped up. And now they know they're going to be there.
Let me ask you a related question.
They're
going to
play.
Here.
Hold on. No, I'm not done my list yet. Okay. No. Okay. So
you saw them lose to Philly without their captain, right?
I don't care. They're going to be in the playoffs,
yes,
and Philly had to win.
Yeah.
So it's going to be the Edmonton Oilers.
So
the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Hold on. Because I want to isolate. I know you. We'll get to your fucking list. So. We agree.
There's the Matthew I'm
unquestionably.
There's the Matthew I'm looking for.
Thatcher Demko, Connor Hellebuck, best two goalies in Canada.
Yes.
Jets and Canucks, far and away, have the best goaltender.
Far and away.
Do you want Stuart Skinner or the Leafs tandem?
Stuart Skinner.
Yeah. I think so. Like, Samsonov played pretty well against Vasilevsky last year.
No, I think Samsonov's a pretty good goalie.
Yeah.
But
Skinner's has the up and down. Like, confidence level. Like, at his best, Ilya Samsonov is fine. And I think Joseph Woll could be. But Joseph Woll's coming off an injury, and Samsonov had that, what the hell, where he just forgot how to play, disappeared for 2 weeks, and came back and remembered again.
Yeah.
And so that rattles your confidence in him a little bit, right? Like, could they... They put up 7 on him in game one.
People get through adversity, but the reason I say Stuart Skinner is because
Stewie Skins.
Skins. My man Skins. Sup
Skins.
When you have McDavid and Draisaitl that play for you.
Yeah.
And suddenly you win a game 5-3.
Yeah.
And no one's looking at the goalie because your team is scoring.
Yeah.
That bails you out of a lot.
So I was just curious. I don't think it has to impact which order you have those teams. And it makes sense. You have Skinner anyway. So that would, I was just curious between those two sets of goals.
It's close.
Yeah.
Because Hellebuck and Demko are way better.
Way better.
But the teams in front of.
Yeah.
So Winnipeg are having a great season. Mm-hmm. I love what Rick Bowness is doing. They've changed their makeup. Scheifele's dominating.
I said Sean Monahan was a weird pickup. He's had like 8 goals in his first 13 games.
Who told you it was going to be a good pick? Please tell me right now. No. Who told you that this kid was going to be amazing for Winnipeg? It was an unbelievable pickup, and you crapped on the fact that it was like a second round pick?
A first round
pick. First round pick that they gave up. Oh, I would never give up the. Sean Monahan's been amazing for that team.
Lee. You were correct. That's it.
Yeah! Woo!
Said I didn't get it. Said I thought it was an overpay. And more than anything else, I didn't understand the fit. How he would.
Yeah.
It's worked very well. It's worked very, because
he can fit into a lot of different things.
Go.
He's just so adaptable.
You were correct.
I'm editing
all of that.
No, you're not. I better hear all of the Ric Flair woos.
Can I edit out, Lee, you were correct?
It might be the only thing you should start the show with and that I hear throughout the show. But I do worry about, like, Winnipeg's been incredible. I'm actually pulling for them more than I'm pulling for Edmonton or Toronto. I'm pulling for Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really want to get behind Rick Bowness, first coach of the Sens. Like, the guy has been through so much.
Yeah. Well, a tough year for his family.
I'm a huge Mark Scheifele guy, and I never thought he was the problem. Connor Hellebuck's been incredible. I think there's just so many great stories there, mm-hmm, once they rid themselves of some of the problems.
Yes.
But I worry about...
It's you, Blake Wheeler.
Their, yeah, sorry.
Once they got rid of Blake Wheeler,
yeah, suddenly things got a whole lot better.
Funny how that
But it was like Evander Kane and Dustin Byfuglien and all the, like, all of those problems. So...
Buff, daddy.
You're doing so well.
I'm trying, man.
No, and then you try, and then you trail off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like my voice.
That's what I do.
So my point is.
It's like three people who got that joke.
I know. But they're laughing, which is important.
We love you.
So imagine, okay, it's 2-2, game 7.
Mm-hmm.
You're going into the third period. Edmonton, Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you taking?
At that point,
yeah,
in the game,
yeah.
Winnipeg.
Are you really?
Yeah. I think Winnipeg.
McDavid and Draisaitl are going to play 10, 11 minutes of that third period?
Yeah. I like Winnipeg's ability to. I like Hellebuck that much in a clutch moment.
Okay.
Fair.
I mean, he's a better goalie.
But Connor Hellebuck the best goalie in the league this year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. So, yeah, could Draisaitl come down and blast one? Of course he could, but. I'll take my chances with Hellebuck.
Okay,
I'll take my chances
with McDavid and Draisaitl. But I worry about the psyche of them in, like, the big moment, because they haven't got there yet. And I think actually Edmonton's been through more adversity. So
Yeah.
With their goalie and their top guys and everyone worrying about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, McDavid was hurt.
I'm cheering for Winnipeg.
Okay.
But I still, once they get to a really, really big moment, I'm still worried about if they can get past it.
So you have Vancouver, who led the West for much of the year as the fourth best team in Canada.
And maybe a first round exit out of the National Hockey League playoffs.
Because I don't think they're supposed to be quite here yet.
No, I agree. I think they've overachieved. And now they've put themselves in a spot where the expectations are going to be bigger than how they're actually playing in the last little while.
Yeah, they're not great in the last little bit. And this is what everyone said, and Vancouver fans push back on it hard, but this has been a PDO bender
Yeah.
And it lasted longer than anyone would have expected. And for people who aren't familiar with that term, PDO is essentially shooting percentage added to save percentage. And the most teams come in around 100. Yeah. And if you're 102, 103, you know, you're well above average. Yeah. They've been at 106 at points this year between Demko and the way. So I don't think Vancouver's a bad team, but they were never as good as the start they got off to, and it lasted longer than anyone would have predicted. But man, I
well, put it this way. So now you get into a playoff series and you're talking about Vancouver versus Winnipeg. Who are you taking?
Winnipeg.
Vancouver versus Edmonton. Who are you taking?
Edmonton.
Vancouver versus Vegas. Who are you taking?
Oh, Vegas is in real tough right now.
Yep.
That looks like it's going to be.
I know. Who are you taking? I'm just asking you, in that series, who are you taking?
Vegas, but it's really tight.
I agree.
Yeah.
But you're not picking Vancouver.
No, I'm not. You're right.
Like,
you're right. Yeah.
On this,
I don't like their blue line very much.
You're not picking Vancouver like, oh, Vancouver's going to crush them.
I like Demko, and I like their top line. That's about it. And obviously, Quinn Hughes. How do you not like...
Well, he's brother of Jack, so he must
sure.
be somewhat good.
Right.
But...
Jack Hughes.
Anyway, I just don't know that they have the experience in... Like, I don't like Vegas, and Vegas might not even make it.
No, I know.
But if they make it...
What a story that'd be after the deadline they had.
I know.
Go out, get Hannafin.
But what if... Get Hurdle. But if they make it...
Yeah.
Their experience supersedes...
Stone's spleen suddenly heals in
supersedes
game
what...
So can I frame the question to you in a slightly different way? Because to me, maybe the more interesting part of this discussion, and ranking the teams was certainly valid. To me, I have Edmonton 1 and then a mushy Toronto, Vancouver, Winnipeg in any kind of order. You could make an argument that would convince me that's fine. But I'm curious about the path. So Toronto... is going to have to beat, in some order, Boston, Florida, and Carolina or the Rangers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is the likely path there. Right now, Winnipeg is staring down probably Dallas and then Colorado,
mm-hmm.
or vice versa, mm-hmm. which is fucking rough. Edmonton, they might get Vegas early, but it looks like that's going to be Vancouver's problem. Mm-hmm. So... if Edmonton were to get L.A., I get that that's been trouble for them in the past. I think this year they roll L.A.
I agree.
Yeah. So I think that's a slightly easier out. Vancouver is staring down probably Vegas and then Edmonton. So to me, the path in terms of which Canadian teams or can a Canadian team get it done this year, I don't like Toronto's chances. In terms of ranking the four Canadian teams, I don't have a big problem with the way you rank them, but now you take them back into their divisions, go Toronto's got to beat Florida and Boston, don't like their odds of that. Winnipeg's got to beat Dallas and Colorado, don't like their odds of that. Vancouver's got to beat Vegas and Edmonton, don't like their odds of that. But I do think Edmonton still could go, yeah, we could take out LA and then Vancouver.
Well, so what you're really saying, and folks, there's a lot of mumble jumble in there. What I'm going to explain to you...
Some people would call it context.
No, I would call it... I'm going to simplify what Matt is saying. Mm. Matthew.
I'm already fairly simple.
I know. When I have to simplify things even further, think about that. There are three teams in the West. There's one team in the East.
Yeah.
The
But I ruled out two of the Western teams.
The West, who has 3 of 8, has a better chance than the East that has 1 of 8.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great math, Matthew. No wonder your name is Math. You.
Hugh.
You. I thought that was actually really brilliant. So.
I didn't claim East versus West. I claimed path. I laid
know
out
you
who
did.
Everybody's going to have to beat.
But at some point, you might get a Canadian team against a Canadian team.
Yep.
And then a Canadian team's going to win.
Yeah.
And so they're going to move on.
That's really only going to come down to, in my opinion, Edmonton. And possibly Vancouver. Winnipeg isn't getting by both Dallas and Colorado. I would take
Why
either
not?
One of those. I would take either one of those teams to beat Winnipeg, wouldn't you?
No, not Dallas.
Dallas might be the best team in the league.
No.
I think Colorado might be the paper dragon right now.
No.
Over, you know, in that division.
I don't believe in Dallas at all.
Okay.
I don't. I think they're
I thought Tanev was a nice pick. Now,
no,
can Jake Oettinger find his fucking game in time because he hasn't been good this year.
I don't believe in that team.
I like Dallas a lot. In fact, if you asked me right now to pick a team to come out of the West.
Come on.
I think you're looking at a Dallas-Edmonton West final. And that's going to be fucking awesome.
I don't love their team as much.
Yeah.
I like Winnipeg and Edmonton more than I like Dallas. Mm. So the Leaf path will be tough. Yeah. There's no question. But let's do remember that the Boston Bruins lost to the Florida Panthers and decided to go with a different goalie in Game 7 than they did in the first six games.
I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah, so let's remember that.
We want Florida.
Let's remember the fact that...
Oh, I got Florida.
Yeah. But no, let's remember the fact that Boston's not what...
That's right.
Like they can...
Speaking of teams who are getting fat on loser points in overtime.
And watching Pasternak, he was amazing against Ottawa. Great that you're amazing against a bad team. But you got to be good against good teams.
Yeah. Charlie Coyle, Pavel Zacha.
I just don't believe in Florida that much.
See, I you can talk me into Boston not being as good as their record is. Florida looks legit to me. And playoff built. Like sometimes teams squeak in late and are very good, but this is a potentially Eastern Conference winning
team that I think is the best in the Eastern Conference though, are the Carolina Hurricanes. I think
after the deadline, I would have a hard time disagreeing with you.
They're just
the Rangers are right there though too.
No, they're not. Okay. The Rangers.
Great blue line.
Oh, they find a Shesterkin. Way to crap. Oh, I know. So, again, Shesterkin getting the Lundqvist. I've never fucking won anything in my fucking life, but suddenly I'm always pick.
You don't. Similar to Joey Votto, you have Henrik Lundqvist as just an average.
I didn't say Lundqvist was average. I said he'd never won anything. Okay. And he was heralded as like the best goalie
That's
ever.
Something, isn't it? An Olympic gold medal? You don't...
Sure.
Okay.
He won the Olympic gold medal.
He did do it.
Amazing. Great point by you. Never did all in the NHL and got heralded as the king. But
just a nickname.
I just don't think the Rangers, Shesterkin, and that blue line to me...
You're not worried about the Canes goaltending?
Nope.
Kachetkov's going to carry them?
No, they're so good in front of them. They're just, they dominate the play.
I seem to recall at one point watching them dominate pretty well defensively with a Zamboni driver in their net. I think I saw that once.
Now you're talking. Now.
No, now I'm done talking.
No,
this,
now.
This podcast is over.
Oh, no, we're just starting. That's the best point you made all podcast.
Said that 3 or 4 times. I'm going to take them all. I'm going to sleep well tonight with Lever's praise.
Thanks for showing up. It was fucking amazing. Sorry.